Warning, we've been doing this show for 6 months now, so sort of, kind of, almost, maybe, but not quite. We know what we're doing, and this is as good as it gets. We've told you once, we'll tell you again. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wing, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, November 13th, 2018.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida woman has a stash of Girl Scout cookies.
A Florida doctor mistakes a kidney for a tumor.
A Florida woman finds out her daughter has some secret piercings.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
And another Florida woman came back from Belize with a hitchhiker.
Plus, Florida Man versus Tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
So,
ladies and gentlemen,
6 months? We've been in the 6 months, really?
As of Saturday after this episode releases, yes, 6 months. It's our half-iversary.
Just out of curiosity, have you ever done the math on, like, how much alcohol have we drank during 6 months of these?
I have not. Substantial amount.
Yeah.
I drink more on Tuesday nights than I do any other day of the week.
I can't say that, but yeah. I started tonight in a I messed up my I didn't mess up. I altered my ratio. And it's gonna get interesting in just a minute.
Okay. I don't drink more on Tuesday nights. I also do trivia on Thursday nights, and I have a $25 bar tab for doing that every Thursday. So
shit, that'd get me through 15 minutes. All right.
I drink beer, and it's...
So tonight is we're recording this on Tuesday the 6th.
The election night.
Which is election night.
And
so
we're not looking at the results, so...
No, but we got to get this thing done about... Yeah, well, we're at 6:30 recording now, so... We do need... I will be watching... I don't brag about it. I don't talk about it a lot, but I do... I am kind of... I do enjoy watching the results come in, and... As long as they're in my favor.
Sometimes.
Which we're going to disagree on that dramatically.
Yes, we have a very purple very purple podcast here. If you haven't noticed, I'm wearing my blue shirt today.
And I'm wearing black. I didn't think about it, otherwise I'd have worn red. Mm. But we still are great friends and can agree to disagree on many things, but we still do come together to figure this thing out and try to give you all a good good podcast. And
Florida
good,
man knows no podcast. Yep. Politics.
Yeah. You want to go through and try to figure out, put a name, and assign each one of these stories to a political affiliation, knock yourself out.
Yeah, no, you can't tell,
because dumbass is not a
affiliation. We've got them in both parties, that's for damn sure.
Story number one, Florida woman caught red-handed with cookie-flavored green.
Yep.
The hell does that mean?
Oh, just read it along.
All right. Girl Scout cookies come in some spectacular flavors, as we mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, but marijuana available in Girl Scout cookies flavor? Evidently so, according to information in an arrest affidavit. Port St. Lucia police on October the 9th went to an address on the 300 block of Northeast Cullman Court for a narcotics complaint.
Something tells me this wasn't the case where you had Girl Scouts selling in front of the dispensary.
No, but my interest is intrigued here. Investigators met Katrina Patrick, 33, who said she knew this would happen as her sister threatened to call the police on her, the affidavit states.
Really? Your sister? Your own sister?
Ratted you out. Biatch.
Wow.
Police.
Whatever happened to family values, you know?
Well.
And blood is thicker than water.
I think more people need to watch Mayan. Something like that.
Watch what?
Never mind. Police were allowed to search the home and a shed.
Why would you consent to a search if you knew
ever,
you had something?
Ever. Ever.
No.
Ever.
Come back with a warrant. That's they make a welcome mat that says come back with a warrant. And actually somebody had that, and so there's a picture of some sheriff's office that they're taking pictures after they served a warrant with a picture of them holding the warrant in one hand and this come back with a warrant pad another.
In the shed, they reported finding a purple plastic prescription bottle with a, quote, Girl Scout cookies, unquote, label on it. The label includes the advice, do not operate heavy machinery.
Okay, well, those must be the tag-alongs, because if you eat a box full of those, you're not doing any operation.
You could be on the porcelain god?
No, you're just going to be on the couch and taking a food coma.
Now, what's the do-si-dos, and you got your Thin Mints, you got your...
There's the Samoas. Which
Samoas, those are new.
Those
they've been around.
Those are the ones that are the circles with the coconut and the chocolate and the caramel on them.
I don't like coconut that much.
I don't either, but they're
unless it's an almond joy. I love almond joys.
Full disclosure: my daughter has been a Girl Scout since she was in kindergarten, and she's a freshman in high school now. So 10 years now. I've eaten more than my share of Girl Scout cookies.
Any of them have weed in them?
No, none of them have had weed in them.
All right, so let's see what happens. Now, here's a question I've always been wanting to ask. What denotes heavy machinery? Now, a car...
That would be heavy machinery.
Is heavy.
Yeah.
A push lawnmower...
I wouldn't...
Not so much heavy, no, right?
But if you're under the influence of weed...
A riding lawnmower, heavy. What denotes heavy? It's going to crush your foot? Heavier than you are?
Well, you know, that would...
What is heavy machinery?
I've seen some pretty big ladies who are pushing Girl Scout cookies.
So how do you operate them?
Go on, but finish.
I don't understand. I've never understood what denotes heavy machinery. And I'm thinking bulldozer.
Yeah, that's definitely heavy.
Backhoe.
Yep.
Grader. But shit, who has access to those on a normal basis? However.
Zamboni.
Zamboni, yeah.
That would be heavy.
Yeah, agreed. So I can operate anything other than those.
You can rent a lot of heavy shit at
you
Home
Depot.
You can,
but a car's heavy.
Yeah.
Truck's heavy. Define heavy. Heavy is something, so heavy in my interpretation is something I can't lift.
That's a good rule. I like that rule. If you can't lift it up.
If you can't lift it, it's fucking heavy.
Don't operate it under the influence.
So for the rest of the story, that's what we're going under. Okay?
All right. Okay. All right.
Whew, I'm glad we got past that. Yeah. All right. Girl Scouts have sold cookies since at least 1917. And for decades, the Scouts baked their own cookies with help from mothers and community members, according to the Girl Scouts website. By the 1960s, the cookies came in several varieties, including chocolate mint, now known as Thin Mints.
Those are good. You got to put those in the freezer, though.
You got to freeze them. Yeah. They go good with ice cream.
Yep.
To date, Girl Scout cookies have not been offered in a marijuana variety. No fucking shit.
Not
really. As for the Girl Scout cookies bottle, police say it contained a small amount of pot. Other bottles in the shed had labels reading Purple Punch, Skittle.
I think that's just pronounced Skittles. They just spelled it with Z's because they're cool.
Oh. And Blue Kush. Police also report finding a variety of marijuana-related goods in other spots.
So what is that, pipes and papers?
Was Brillo involved?
Oh, yeah. That was crack. That was crack? Yeah. That was the crack pipe that had
Brillo. That was the crack pipe, but it had the Brillo pad in it? Okay.
Yep.
Patrick, of the 300 block of Northeast Coleman Court, was arrested on 2 counts of possession of more than 20 grams of marijuana and a single count of drug equipment possession and or of use.
Drug equipment. So is that the pipe? Or
heavy machinery.
Or is it like a scale? Because you know you got to measure that out.
Were they actually cooking? Were they actually infusing the cookies with marijuana?
No, it's just marijuana in these little pill bottles, basically.
Oh.
And they called this particular strain Girl Scout cookies.
Got it.
It's marketing. Which
unsuccessful marketing, I may add, because the cops got a hold of it.
Well, did we have a medical marijuana thing on the ballot this time, or was that last?
No, that was last time.
That was last. And we voted for it, right?
Yeah. It passed.
It passed, but our state legislature has not yet.
Well, Now, I am no expert in this, but to my knowledge, it is left up to the county commissioners in certain areas of whether or not to allow those dispensaries to operate or not.
Oh, that's
so good. Even though the state legalized it, for medical purposes. I think it's still left up to the county commissioners whether they choose to allow dispensaries to operate or not.
Oh, so we don't.
May be wrong. I'm no expert in this, but yeah, that's what I from friends.
So I was wondering what Girl Scout cookie varieties they would sell with pot.
Well, there's always the Do-Si-Do. I mean, that would be a great one. The Do-Si-Do
strain.
So
would you call that the So-High Do's?
So-High Do's?
Yeah.
No.
What about Thin Blunts?
Because I think Do-Si-Do would make you dance.
Oh, true.
Now, I don't dance when I have participated in the consumption of marijuana.
I don't dance. And the last time I danced was with my wife when I got married.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't dance.
Dude.
I'm not.
Come on, man.
I'm a big guy.
We dance all the time in here. We dance all the time.
I know.
I dance with the kids, dance with the girlfriend. I mean, we dance all the time.
I'm a chubby guy. I don't look good when I dance. It's just going to turn people
off.
Well,
I ain't exactly a bodybuilder myself, but hell.
Well, you used to be.
That was a long time ago in a land far, far away.
But I've always been fat, so I never got the opportunity.
It don't matter if you're fat
to...
or not. You got to dance, man. You never heard the song, I Hope You Dance? Come on.
Yeah, I heard the song. Anyway, so I was thinking Thin Blunts. That's another
variety. Thin Blunts, that's not bad. Thin Blunts, but then you think that's a horrible marketing because, oh, no, I don't want a Thin Blunt. I want a Fat Blunt.
Yeah, but you want the Thin Blunts because you can eat a whole box of them.
Oh, good point.
And then Tagabongs.
Tagabongs.
And, of course, with that one, you get a chocolate rip.
I like that. That's cool. Tagabong.
Dimebag Dreams.
There you go.
Savannah Skunk.
Yeah. You did some homework on this one, didn't you?
Yeah. Heavenly Hash.
Here we go with the ice cream thing again.
That's all I got.
That's all you got? Dad stories?
But you like the Tagabongs?
Tagabong is my favorite, yes.
Florida man removes a perfectly functioning kidney.
On accident?
No, on purpose. But, yeah, so Maureen Pacheco, suffering back pain for years in the wake of a car accident, checked into Wellington Regional Medical Center in Palm Beach County to get the bones in her lower back fused. She left without one of her functioning kidneys after a surgeon mistook it for a cancerous tumor and removed it in the operating room.
Oh.
Pacheco never had a say in the matter, according to a lawsuit settled in September.
Oh, settled. So they had to pay.
Yeah, he
definitely.
I wonder
how much
settled.
They got.
What's more, the doctor wasn't even the one performing the back surgery on April 29th, 2016. Pacheco met Dr. Ramon Vasquez shortly before being wheeled into the operating room. Vasquez's job was to cut her open so her orthopedic surgeon could perform the delicate back operation. So this is just like the second string surgeon. He's the one that does the because you know the orthopedist.
He's too afraid to do the scalpel to cut.
Oh no! He's too good to do the scalpel.
Oh,
he just goes in and does the inside stuff.
Yeah, he didn't close her.
No, he doesn't open. He doesn't close. So Dr. Vasquez was the opening physician. And he saw something that he didn't recognize as a kidney.
Well, granted, that's by the spinal cord, but wasn't he supposed to be working on the spine? Then what the hell was he doing?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, when someone goes in for back surgery, she would never expect to wake up and be told, when she's just waking up from anesthesia, that one of her kidneys been unnecessarily removed, said Pacheco's attorney, Donald J. Ward.
Our bad.
Yeah. Florida's...
Sorry. Here, sign this.
Yeah. Florida's Department of Health has now filed an administrative complaint against Vasquez. He could face a range of penalties from losing his medical license to simply paying a fine. So not only does he have to pay off this this patient that he took one of her kidneys, he's also got to face legal consequences as well.
How the hell do you... Well, how do you go in for back fusion surgery with a spinal cord and come out missing a kidney?
We're going to get to that. Vasquez had an unblemished disciplinary record until he faced a malpractice claim filed by Pacheco and the administrative complaint. Pacheco's back surgery was being done through the front of her body, which that doesn't quite make sense to me, but okay. So Vasquez, as a general surgeon, was brought in to expose the surgical site, a fairly common practice, Hall said. Vasquez made a, quote, presumptive diagnosis, unquote, when he noticed what he thought was a malignant pelvic mass once he prepped the patient's lower back for the back surgery.
Well, how could he prep the lower back if it were going through the front?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so apparently he was going in and
I've watched a lot of I watched a shitload of episodes of Grey's Anatomy, and I've never witnessed this before.
Yeah. So he clipped and removed what he thought was a tumor, but a month later, a pathologist at Wellington Regional confirmed the mass removed was in fact an intact pelvic kidney. The health department complaint filed in December said the cancer diagnosis was not related to the patient's medical condition and therefore, quote, medically unnecessary, unquote. Pelvic kidneys are perfectly fine renal organs that did not ascend to the normal abdomen region during fetal development. However, two MRIs performed prior to surgery clearly showed the kidney in Pacheco's pelvic region. The lawsuit filed against Vasquez stated.
So his nuts didn't drop.
No, her kidneys didn't drop.
Her kidneys, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. She didn't have nuts. No, they didn't drop. But no, her kidneys didn't raise up.
All right, I got it. All right, my bad.
Vasquez failed to review the MRI and never got Pacheco's consent to remove what he thought was a cancerous mass, the litigation claimed.
How much money did they get?
Didn't say. So usually when it's a settlement, they don't disclose the amount.
How much is the kidney going for these days on the black market?
I have no idea. I'm not poor enough to need to be able to sell mine. And I'm not unhealthy enough to need to replace one.
Damn.
Nor am I rich enough to be able to afford one anyway. I got insurance. They're going to cover it if I actually need to.
Mm. That's fucked up.
Yep.
You know, I just realized something.
You can be...
I sounded incredibly country right when I just said that.
You sound incredibly country anytime you speak.
I do. That's bullshit. Come on. Fuck you.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I remember, it just hit me right when I made that last statement, and I cannot get my hands off this. No. All
right. But this just goes to show that you can be a surgeon and still be a Florida man.
That's fucked up. I mean, you put trust in these people. They know what they're doing.
Yep.
And he don't know a kidney when he sees it?
Apparently not.
I saw one in the crayon book one time. I know what it looks like.
Well, shaped like a kidney bean, just bigger,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. In theory.
Have you listened to this podcast called Dr. Death?
Let me think. No.
There was this doctor, and he's already been convicted and everything, but there's a podcast called Dr. Death.
Is that Kevorkians?
No. It's a guy who's basically just the shittiest surgeon you could imagine. Just like fucks people up royally. And
he has his own podcast?
No. He's the subject of the podcast because he's in jail now. He's been convicted and put away for basically screwing up people's backs and like cutting their spinal cords and all kinds of crazy shit. It's a great podcast, though.
That sounds intriguing, Joel.
It's like one of the top 10 right now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take back what I just said. I'm going to stop making fun of you. Story number 3. Florida woman finds out her secret piercing show up in x-rays in front of her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see where this goes. A 20-year-old woman found out to her horror that x-rays can reveal secrets. Not just to medical personnel, but to your mom as well. That is, if the secrets are two nipple piercings that you didn't tell her about and she happened to be in the same room when your chest x-ray is being discussed. Wah, wah, wah.
You wouldn't think to take those out?
No, because then how you get them back in? Do you have nipple piercings?
I don't, but I know somebody who does.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure that they can be removed.
Well, they can.
Temporarily.
But...
Because these are the barbell ones, so because I saw the picture of the x-ray. And
you saw pictures?
Well, of the x-ray. I mean, it's...
They're barbell? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Sydney Allen. Oh, let's put her name out there. Sydney Allen from Clearwater got her nipples pierced in June as a birthday present from her sister.
Don't worry about putting her name out there. She tweeted the picture.
Oh.
She's proud of this.
She tweeted the picture?
Yep.
Bare boobies on Twitter?
No, just the x-ray.
Oh. They decided to keep their mother in the dark as she's a, quote, bit conservative on appearance and hates tattoos and piercings. Since I don't usually have my shirt off, I thought it would be very easy secret to keep.
Now, that is usually, unquote. Yeah, that's usually, I mean, a tattoo every once in a while, you could probably assume that somebody's going to see that eventually.
Right.
But nipple piercings, unless you're going braless and they're like poking out of your thin shirt.
Right.
Your secret's going to be safe.
Unfortunately, all that changed when she went for a routine x-ray this week and took her mom with her. As Sydney has a rare condition that can build up fluid in the spinal cord, doctors needed to take a procedural x-ray.
Okay, that makes sense.
What she didn't realize is that the x-ray shows all metal, no shit, when the doctor...
Who doesn't know that?
What she didn't realize was that x-rays show all metals, so when the doctor pulled up the results, two barbells were clearly visible across her nipples. Sydney later shared the picture on Twitter, writing the caption, "My mom found out I got my nipples pierced today." Sydney says, "My mom saw my piercings as soon as the x-ray popped up, and the doctor and I started laughing hysterically."
That's a great doctor.
Her mom was visibly upset, saying, quote, "We will discuss this later."
Oh, shit. That's when you know you're in trouble. We'll talk about this later.
But luckily...
That's about as bad as hearing your middle name from your mom.
Yeah. But luckily, she's now had time to get used to the idea. Sydney continues, quote, "I was initially terrified when the x-ray came up, but she ended up being pretty understanding since no one can tell unless I show them."
Something tells me Sydney's showing a lot of people.
You don't get your nipples pierced, I mean, just for your... I mean, I don't know, but...
If you're the kind of person that gets your nipples pierced, you're the kind of person that likes showing off your pierced nipples to people.
Correct.
Yeah. Kind of like implants.
Yeah.
You want people to feel...
Do you ever run across any implants?
They taste the same.
Do they?
Yeah.
Never had one that I know of.
You'd know it.
Never had one. Which is not... I'm not saying that's bad.
No. They taste the same.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Real or fake?
I am a professional.
I know you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you would think that I would be more exposed to those types of things, but I have never run across those.
You are a professional. That's the thing.
Correct.
You're not unprofessional.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that.
If you were
that
an unprofessional, you wouldn't have the job that you have.
That's a good point. Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you.
I am I'm a professional at work, and I am definitely a different person at work than I am on the show. Although I know of at least two people at work who have listened to the show.
Sorry. So for the people listening to this thing that have no idea what we're talking about, I actually, my real job in day-to-day life is I work in the intimate apparel women's division of retail.
You sell panties and bras.
I play with panties and bras all day. Yes.
And I am not so lucky.
Quote, "The picture makes her laugh now."
And we'll have a link to this this picture in the show notes. Yeah, I can see why the doctor just started busted out laughing with her when it came up on the
screen. You got some explaining to do.
We'll talk about this later. I bet that was a great ride home.
All right, folks, now it's time for a game of Florida Man or Tourist.
Each week, I give a list of five famous or infamous people, and Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a period of time greater than 1 year, or a tourist. For the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl. If Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. If he misses three or more, I win. And loser buys the booze for the next show.
So who won the last two times?
That would be you.
And how much booze have you brought the last two times?
I front-loaded that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you can't. No, bullshit. You can't keep saying the liter of whatever you brought a month and a half ago
that
covers
more than
all.
A liter. That was a handle.
No. Bullshit. No.
Looked in your cabinet. You've got enough tea.
That's
to cover.
Not. No, that doesn't count. That is irrelevant to the moral of the story. The moral of the story, if you freaking lose, you got to pay up.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's payday this Friday, so next week I'll make sure to pay.
Thank
up.
You.
All right. So I have five headlines this week.
Five headlines.
Yep.
So we're back to headlines.
We're back to headlines. Headlines are easy for me to
let's
do.
Go easy. Let's Okay. All right, I'm with you.
Okay, you just have to tell me if this is a Florida man or a tourist.
All right,
I'm ready. The story took place in Florida or somewhere else. All right, story number one.
Story number one.
Mayor accused of asking resident for sex in exchange for neighborhood speed bumps.
So the mayor asked for sex from whom?
From a resident in a neighborhood.
Just to get speed. No, I'm going tourist. That's BS. No, I disagree with that. Tourist.
Story number two. Drunk man arrested after stealing horse at racetrack, trying to ride it onto the track.
Mm. All right. So a drunk man at a racetrack jumps on the horse and tries to steal it or ride it?
Tries to ride it.
I'm going Florida man.
Story number three. Man says he regrets decision to dress son as Hitler for Halloween after picture sparks criticism.
All right, so a man dressed his kid up as Hitler.
For Halloween.
Tourist.
Okay, you say tourist?
I'm going to say tourist because it shouldn't be anybody in Florida be that stupid.
Have you not been paying attention to the last 26 episodes?
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
All right, story number
four.
The fourth
Tito's and...
Man chopped up roommate's body with hunting knife, police say.
That is tourist.
Tourist. Okay, number five. Man kicks a bear to save his dog.
I'm going Florida man.
Okay.
We have bears in Florida, so I'm going Florida man on that one.
We do. Okay, so number one was... Mayor accused of asking resident for sex in exchange for neighborhood speed bumps. You said this was a tourist.
Correct.
And this was in Lantana, Florida. So Lantana Mayor David Stewart was accused of making the offer in January by a local resident who claimed the alleged proposition occurred in 2015. She said the mayor told her he'd make sure her area would get speed bumps, an issue she's been campaigning for, but only if she had sex with him. He made sure to make a call to her immediately before the county commission meeting just to make sure she didn't want to take him up on the offer.
Son of a bitch. So I'm 0 for 1.
You're 0 for 1.
Damn it.
Number 2.
I should have known better.
Drunk man arrested after stealing horse trying to ride it onto the track.
Oh, that happened in Florida.
This took place at Churchill Downs, and he actually tried to ride it onto the track during the Breeders' Cup.
Churchill Downs is... Well, no! Bullshit! And Churchill Downs... No. Churchill Downs is the Kentucky Derby.
That's
Breeders' Cup is in New York. It can't be during the Breeders' Cup.
Well, that's what it says here.
Well, that's wrong.
The home of a Kentucky Derby... the home of the Kentucky Derby saw some decadent and depraved behavior Saturday. During the Breeders' Cup Classic, a reportedly intoxicated Kentucky man... snuck into a restricted area, climbed on top of a horse, and tried to ride it onto the track. So it took place during the Breeders' Cup, but not at the Breeders' Cup. So while they were there and watching via, whatever they call it, via tele... what?
Television? Is that what you're trying to say, Joel?
Closed circuit television,
it's,
yes.
It's fucking television.
Anyway, that was a Kentucky man.
So I'm 0 for 2.
You're 0 for 2.
This is going downhill.
Number 3. Man says he regrets decision to dress son as Hitler for Halloween after picture sparks criticism.
I said Florida.
You said tourist.
I said tourist.
On this one. Yeah, and the father of this young man, he basically put the little boy in a gray suit and put a red armband with a Nazi, with a swastika on it, and put a little fake mustache on him. But... the dad is wearing like a full SS uniform. You know he didn't do this as a costume. And you said tourist, and this took place also in Kentucky.
Yay!
In Owensboro. So you are 1-4-3.
I have a chance. So what you're saying is there is a chance.
There is a chance. You need to get these both right to win the game. And number 4, Florida man chopped up roommate's body with a hunting knife, police say. You said Florida man, and I just kind of... you said tourist on this one. And I just screwed it up, but yeah, it is a Florida man. This was actually, NBC2 reports Eric DaCosta, age 52, was arrested after he confessed to killing his roommate, Paul Darmenko, age 42, of Fort Lauderdale, whose body was found at the Dinner Island Ranch Wildlife Management Area in Hendry County on October 7th. So this is kind of pretty local to us. It was on our local TV station. So you got that one wrong. And
yay me.
Our final story, man kicks bear to save dog. This one actually took place in Oviedo, Florida. You said Florida man, and this was a Florida man. And he actually kicked the dog right out of the bear's mouth. There was bears that were on his back deck going through his garbage. And his Yorkie Bichon mix named Gator got out and decided to give the bears what for, and one of them tried to eat him. But Mr. Folgum knew that he had to rescue that little dog and kick the dog right out of the bear's mouth and kick the bear and scared him away.
So I missed it by one.
You missed it by one.
So I do have while you were talking just then, I did pull up. So I am wrong on the Breeders' Cup. And I wanted to bring that up and admit the fact I was wrong. The Breeders' Cup is not in New York. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm thinking Kentucky Derby. The Triple Crown is what? Is the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and Belmont.
And the Belmont. The Belmont's the one that's new in New York,
yeah,
right?
I was thinking the Breeders' Cup is traditionally held in Kentucky. So, yes, that was.
I'm wrong.
Once.
It takes a big man to admit when you're wrong.
I know. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you for doing the error correction on the fly.
I'm looking for the word manly of you is what I'm...
That was manly. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that.
Story number 4. Florida woman catches a bug on her honeymoon.
Okay.
A 36-year-old woman suffering from an itchy skin lesion went to several Florida doctors in 2 months after her honeymoon in Belize and learned that the wound was the sign of a living creature, which had burrowed into the skin on her groin, doctors say.
What the fuck? Seriously?
Yep.
She's got cooties?
She got cooties from Belize.
Uh-uh.
The woman had gone to Tampa General Hospital telling doctors that she thought the reddish lesion could have been an insect bite. She said she had already gone to a primary care doctor about the lesion. That earlier doctor had given the woman a course of antibiotics. But when the woman had finished her antibiotics, she said the lesion was still there, though the redness had improved, according to researchers who investigated the case. Doctors puzzled over what it could be. Was it a cyst? An ingrown hair? It wasn't until the woman went to Tampa's Memorial Hospital for another opinion that she learned the truth. Dr. Enrico Camporesi, a wound healing specialist who treated the woman and authored a report, said the skin around the lesion was hard, as if there was an egg or bean below it. Camporesi sought a surgeon's expertise because he worried it could be a lymph node problem, but the surgeon suggested the lesion was actually a living creature. The surgeon was correct. Doctors used local anesthesia and a 5-millimeter incision to remove the object beneath the woman's skin, which was identified as a human botfly larva, essentially a maggot.
Fantastic.
By a pathology lab. By the time the woman came back for a follow-up appointment a week later, the lesion was, quote, completely resolved, researchers said. Well, yeah, you pulled the freaking maggot out of her. She's going to heal up.
How the hell do you get a maggot inside you?
Well, the fly lays an egg in there and it hatches. And but here's my question. It's on her groin. Was she going nude on the honeymoon and the fly just landed on her and bit her on the hoo-ha? We need to get this girl and the nipple pierced girl together.
I don't know. So the lesion and the maggot was on the hoo-ha.
Yep.
So the only way it could be on the hoo-ha is if she lay naked in Belize at sleep, or she was out streaking.
Mm-hmm. And the fly just happened to bite her.
Land on the hoo-ha.
Exactly. Bit her and laid the egg. So the hoo-ha was exposed long enough
to
do
that.
And
she
was not paying attention for long enough.
So I'm thinking in her sleep at night.
Sleeping naked?
Yeah. In Belize.
on your honeymoon.
On your honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to be naked on your honeymoon.
With your hee-haw. With your hee-haw.
With your hee-haw. That's what she was saying on her honeymoon.
With your hoo-haw exposed.
Oh, my God.
I loved hee-haw, by the way.
That was a good show.
BR549.
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone. Oh, yeah, we've had a few tonight. All right. Not all human botfly infestations require a surgeon to intervene, though. Communities in the tropics that are more acquainted with the pests have their own home remedies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, they're used to this thing.
Yeah, local residents in Belize suffocate the larva by applying petroleum jelly, bacon strips.
Oh, I am not wasting a good freaking bacon on the hoo-ha to get that, no.
You don't? Bacon hoo-ha?
Oh, bacon hoo-ha?
Yeah. Bacon makes everything better.
It does. Holy shit.
You're going to try that this weekend, aren't you?
I'm not. I can either confirm nor deny that.
Nail polish or plant extracts over the lesion, researchers wrote. Several hours after occlusion, the larva will emerge headfirst, seeking air, at which time tweezers may be used to physically extract it or apply pressure around the cavity, aiding in the larva expulsion. So you're going to pop it like a zit.
You're going to bust it like a zit.
Yep. Generally, larvae emerge 3 to 24 hours after application of the occluding agent. So you got to wait almost a day.
So
you're going to walk around with bacon for a whole day.
Yeah. So let's play this out. All right. You're newly married, honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
You got bit on the hoo-ha.
And not in a good way.
You're correct. So then you got to wait for the larvae. You got to
put bacon on it.
Put bacon on it.
Mm-hmm. Or petroleum jelly.
Yeah. And then you got to bust and pop the zit, pop the hoo-ha zit.
And have a maggot.
And have a maggot come out.
Yep. Happy honeymoon.
Yeah. I'm not one on busting the mood, but, you know, that could be a mood break.
That could be grounds for annulment.
Not annulment, but.
I don't know.
That kind of ruins the moment, right?
Girl.
I mean, wait, come here. Wait. Be still. All right, I need the zit popper. Go get the zit popper.
I said for better or for worse.
I didn't say shit about maggots on the hoo-ha.
Yeah, there was nothing in those.
But who wants to be known as the girl with the maggots in the hoo-ha?
Not me. I don't want to be known as the girl.
Well, you're the girl. Who would be the girl anyway? You're not a girl.
Yeah, no.
You act like a girl sometimes, but I mean, no.
That's definitely grounds for an annulment.
No, you're not divorcing her because you got maggots on the hoo-ha. But you might be more.
That's a red flag right there.
Was she both? But like she was out doing it herself in the public.
Well, you never know.
Well, we didn't. It didn't. The article didn't say how she got it.
No.
We're assuming that it was laying in bed.
You're assuming that. Okay. I'm saying she was out on the beach and airing it all out.
Either way, it was with her fiance and her husband.
True.
It ain't like that. You got this
hoeing around.
Yeah. No. She's on her honeymoon.
Yep.
The question is that the newlyweds. I need you to bust the zit on my hoo-ha that contains maggots.
That's true love right there.
That's love.
That is love.
That is true love.
This is a love story.
I've said this before. Sometimes it's a conspiracy theory and sometimes it's love. This is love.
Yep.
He loved her.
Oh, maybe not, because she had to go to the surgeon to have it removed.
Oh, yeah. That bastard. He could have done it himself.
He could have. Why didn't he pop it?
I love popping zits. I have a zit popper.
A zit popper.
Mm-hmm. I have a zit popper.
Is it that little thing that looks like
reverse
syringe?
Zit uses. No, not a syringe. It's like what the Dr. Zit popper uses.
I don't know who Dr. Zit popper is. Do you watch those videos online?
Oh, you're damn right. Dr. Blackhead? Oh, the blackhead remove? Oh,
oh
hell
I've seen
yeah.
The ones
you don't
that's
watch Dr.
Like
Zit popper?
No, I don't. I've seen the videos where it's like a cyst.
She has her own syndicated show now. And all she does is she's a dermatologist. And if you have a big zit or a cyst, she will extract it for free if you let her film it, and she gets paid for the same thing by putting it on YouTube.
Really?
She has her own damn network now, her own show.
Send me the link, and I'll put it in the show notes.
It's Google Dr. Zit Popper.
Dr. Zit Popper. I'm going to Google that right now. Dr. Yeah. Pimple Popper.
Pimple Popper.
Dr. Sandra Lee.
That's it.
Oh, she's cute, too.
I know. It's Pimple Popper. Sorry, not Zip Popper.
Oh, she's 47?
She does this for free if you let her video you.
Wow.
Now
she's on TLC.
That's what I'm saying. She's got her own show now.
Damn. How have I never heard of this?
Some of the shit is, like, fantastic.
Have you seen the one where they extracted the some kind of weevil from somebody's ear?
Yes. I've seen
that.
That's
fucked up.
It was a roach. It wasn't a weevil. The Indonesian, it was like third world. Yeah.
It was more like an earwig.
Huh?
There's like an earwig.
What's an earwig?
It's like a long, it's kind of like a like cross between a roach and a beetle.
Wait a minute. Like it was, it was this big. I saw that.
Okay. We're going to have to go do some Googling when I get home tonight.
How have you not heard of Dr. Pimple Popper?
I don't know. But I'm going to go down that rabbit hole tonight. That's for sure.
Well, if that didn't entertain you folks, I don't know what else we can do. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe at the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you may make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access, extended ad-free episodes, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
Our Patreon subscribers get extras like discounts on our merchandise, VIP access at our live shows, and other stuff too.
This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Baseball season is over. However, any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, and that's us, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man. Tracy, as always, kiss my ass.
Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
A Florida woman has a stash of Girl Scout cookies.
Who doesn't? What's your favorite?
Tagalongs.
Tagalongs? More of the peanut butter patty ones.
That's the tagalong.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that the tagalong? Not the. All right, never mind.
The cookie with the peanut butter and the chocolate around it.
No.
That's the tagalong.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the straight up just peanut butter with
peanut butter sandwich.
That's the
do-si-do.
Do-si-do, that's it. That's what I'm looking for. Do-si-do.
Yep.
All right.
Those
Florida.
Are good too.
Those are good too?
Yeah. Okay.
But you gotta have milk.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right. Google Podfest. Google
Podfest?
I'm waiting for this to come up so I can.
If you had a Mac, that would be a problem. See, both of mine are working just fine. I have 2 Macs.
Oh, here's what the problem is. iTunes wants to do an update and is freezing up my...
A 20-year-old Florida woman found out to her horror... Really? Horror. As Sydney has styromin... What?
Just skip over the name.
Styrominala. All right, before we get to story number 3, I need to refill.
Okay. You're going to like story number 3.
And I got to pee.
You're going to like story number 3.
If it's got fucking clowns in it, I swear to God, I'm coming after you.
Nope, I gave you a good one this time.
where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Oh, yeah, we've had a few tonight.